Scott Engwald, Michael Conforto. Mike, you've been here a little while. You've even played in the World Series and had that experience. What is unique about this year's team in terms of the chemistry?
You know what? I think we got we added a few great players. You know, Adrian Gonzalez, obviously Todd Frazier. You know, some veteran guys in the bullpen. We got Jason Vargas. I mean, you know, just a lot of great personalities, people that are really competitive, who love the game, and are really smart baseball guys. And you know, so they've been a huge addition for us so far, and so we're just trying to keep it rolling.
Is that something that people don't often see from the outside? They'll say, okay, you know, they get that player, maybe he's, you know, certain age and doesn't put up great stats. Is that the certain thing that people don't see from the outside, like having guys in the clubhouse like an Adrian Gonzalez and, you know, especially with younger players like you?
Absolutely. You know, they don't always know the person that this baseball player is, you know, the type of people that Gonzo and Frazier are. I mean, you know, Adrian does an incredible amount of video, you know, analysis himself. You know, he's a really smart baseball guy. He's a great guy to talk to, especially as a left-handed hitter for me. He's been around the league for so long, and he really does his homework, and that's why he's so good at what he does. So just little things like that. I mean, you know, I don't think it shows up on the field. You know, you don't always see who these guys are as people.
And, you know, I was talking to Jose Reyes. He said, not only it's that, he said, I think this team is as good as anybody in the league. It's just about us being healthy this year.
Yeah, I think that's a huge part of it. And we saw it last year, you know, not being completely healthy. It's debilitating, and it you know, kind of disrupts the season. And so we just got to stay healthy. We got to execute, and we got to come out with energy every day, and I think we'll be just fine.
How about you? How are you feeling? It's like you didn't have the full spring training, but it looks like in the field and at the plate that maybe you feel like you haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, I feel great. I definitely, you know, was still toying with some stuff at the plate, you know, with my timing and you know, here and there. But I can tell you, I feel great in the field. I feel great at the plate right now, and so. I think I'm doing all right, having missed spring training.
I was talking to another player at the certain kind of procedure that you did on your shoulder, and he said, when Michael comes back, he should be even better, because when you have that type of procedure, you know it's repaired, and you can almost play with your mind more free, knowing it may not pop out. Do you feel like that?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I know, you know, from what two surgeons have told me, that it's, you know, it's pretty much virtually 100% that it's not going to come back out, you know, so I have that peace of mind, and I can just go out there and swing and do everything that I want to do.
Last one, it's early, but you know, you guys are playing so well. How much fun is this so far, you know, especially, you know, the Mets franchise has never even seen a start like this, and you know, it has a deep history.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of great Mets teams. We've definitely started off hot. It's been a blast. It's been an absolute blast to start this way and to, you know, feel the energy from these guys. You know, that being said, it's a long season, and we got to keep it up. You know, and I have confidence that if we stay healthy, we're going to be just fine.
And I did all right by drafting you in three of my four fantasy baseball leagues, right?
Yeah, I think you did the right thing. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot.